Welcome to the Sageness Podcast, Kings and Queens. I'm your host. My name is Leilani. Today's minisode is titled The Big Plan. And I am going to start it off with this quote. And the quote reads, "We must let go of the life we planned so we can accept the one that was meant for us." And that quote is by Joseph Campbell. This episode is for everyone, but specifically for all of you hardcore life planners like me out there who spent a lot of their lifetime planning and planning and planning and thought they knew what they wanted out of life. God came along and told us to sit down somewhere and essentially take a chill pill, you know? And I'm sure some of you out there can relate because I've talked about this in other episodes where I myself, I'm big on plans. Let's make a plan. Let's sit down and plan. And sometimes I feel like in life we get so wrapped up in the plan of things that there's no execution, or that plan somehow hinders our process or keeps us from moving in a direction that we should be moving in, or we make plans so much so that we do not take the time to actually sit down and really think about what it is that we want because we're trying to follow this big plan, right? Sometimes I feel like when we hear quotes, right, hear quotes or see quotes or hear people say things, certain things kind of reside within us for reasons, you know, and I think a lot of times those reasons are because it's something that we need in that point in time in our lives or something that we need to hear, even if we don't listen to it necessarily all the time, but just being exposed to that information helps us get closer to the point that we should be in our journeys, or where we're trying to be in our journeys, or where we will be happier in our journeys. And one of the quotes that I would always hear, and I didn't understand, and I want to say I talked about this a little bit in an episode. I don't remember who the quote is by, but it's a very prominent quote that I've consistently heard in my life, and I didn't understand it. For the longest time, I didn't understand it. And now I do, right? Now I'm at a point in my life where I'm like, huh, I finally understand what that means. The phrase that I've heard is, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans, right? Tell him your plans, because sometimes, you know, think about it for you parents out there. When we hear our kids talk about their plans and things that they want to do in life and being young, like, for example, when you hear a kid say, oh, I want to be an astronaut. We know what it takes to be an astronaut, right? We know, not that that child may or may not be an astronaut, but a lot of times when children say, I want to be this or I want to be that, we as parents are like, oh, that's so cute. You know, that's so cute. You want to be an astronaut. And unless that child really pursues that, because some children say, I want to be an astronaut and absolutely become an astronaut, right? And some children just say it because they're kids, because it looks cool at the time. And so that's, I feel like that's kind of what we do in life as adults, because we don't have, when you're a child and you shout, I want to be an astronaut, I want to be a fireman, girls, I want to be a princess, you know, we don't know all of what is required to do those things, right? Because again, they're children, so they're just saying what they feel at the time. And as we get older and as we age and go through our processes and go through our journeys, those change. Sometimes for some people consistently, and for some people they don't change at all. I believe that some people come into this world knowing exactly what they want to do with their lives, and that's it. Like, there's those people, and then there's the many of us that are still finding our way. Like, for example, my 15-year-old loved animals. He has a love for animals, and he's always wanted to be a vet. That's never changed from the time he was little. Once he realized he could be an animal doctor, never changed. Anytime I've asked my 15-year-old, what do you want to be? It's always been, I want to be a vet. And then sometimes it'll be when you ask him, just depending on the mood, he's like, and if I don't become a vet, I just want to do something where I'm working with animals. He knew who he was when he came out. And I think all of us, in some way, shape, or form, know who we are to the core. But when we get older and when we go through life, all these things interfere in that. And sometimes those things cause us to make these plans. They cause us to make these plans that don't necessarily align with what we really wanted in life from the beginning. But we make them anyways, right? Because of, I don't know, maybe you started a family and realized that your plan had to align with taking care of your family. So things change, shift, and change. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's funny sometimes because we get so caught up in those plans because, I don't know, and I could use myself for an example. Like a couple weeks ago, we had Bring Your Child to Work Day at my job. So what they'll do in the within our office is they'll create activities for the kids to do just to kind of keep them busy. And one of the activities that the children had to do was to go around and ask specific people what it was they wanted to do when they got older, what they're doing now, kind of like that whole career type mindset, right? And so one of the children asked me about what I wanted to be when I grew up, and or what I wanted to pursue. And I told them my initial plan was to get into some type of marriage counseling. I wanted to be a counselor of some sort, primarily marriage, and or a psychologist. And that's what initially I wanted to pursue. And then, you know, my job now, I'm not a counselor. I'm not a marriage counselor, but the position I'm in now, I still come somewhat counsel people in a way, but just not in that position. And so one of the employees in the building, when I told them what I wanted to do, they were kind of surprised what I had planned to do in my life. And the reason why I didn't pursue that is because, of course, I had kids, right? I had kids before I even could finish my degree. And so what I ended up doing was getting a degree in something I could do staying at home, because my goal was just at that point in time, my plan was to get a degree, right? And my plan, and I'm sure if you listen to me weekly, you know, has since changed, and my thought process has since changed. But back then, my plan was, this is what I want to do, this is what I can do because I have kids, and this is what's being offered to me at the time and what the world is offering. So I made plans based off of that. And so going throughout my journey, I start to learn little things about myself, about life along the way, because that's what we should be doing here on Earth, as we're, you know, the learning process never stops, right? Doesn't matter how old you get. It doesn't matter. The learning process never stops. Wisdom never stops. So as I was going throughout my journey and kind of just finding myself and getting to the point in my life where I said, where I had to sit down and tell myself where I'm at in my life now, just because I'm a mother, just because I'm a wife, just because I went to school for something I didn't necessarily want to pursue, but I did it at the time because it was the best decision that I thought I could make for myself to still get a degree. It doesn't mean that I can't stop what I'm doing and pivot into doing something that would make me happy, right? That would give me a feeling of fulfillment and helping others. And I always knew way deep down inside, no matter what I was doing with my life, helping others was something that was important to me. Hence being a marriage counselor, right? And so I made all these plans to just figure out what I wanted to do, you know? And it's funny how sometimes we find joy in the most unexpected places. Because if 10 years ago, if you would have asked me or told me, hey, you're going to pursue something in nutrition, I would have been like, yeah, no, that's not going to happen because I'm not going to give up my asada tacos. So, and as I went throughout phases of my life, things in my life, many journeys in my life, I found happiness in the most unexpected things. I did not think that learning about nutrition, helping people with nutrition would make me as happy as it makes me, right? Because back then, when my older boys were babies, I thought marriage counseling was what would make me happy, counseling other people in marriage. Now, don't get me wrong, I love to counsel. I think just the base of what I really wanted to do was to help people. And in this day and age, and in this how our culture is and how America is, I feel like the best way for me to help people is to teach people how to be healthy, because there's so much stress in life. There's so much, there's so many things in life that keep us from taking care of ourselves that I feel like the base of what people need to learn in order to, and what I've learned in my journey is the base of being able to be happy is to first be healthy. And I talked a little bit about in one of the episodes that, or did I talk about that? Or maybe it's in an episode to come, but I talked a little bit about a video I saw where this man talks about how, yeah, he's rich and he's successful. And the only way he could have ever been successful is by taking care of his health. And if he wasn't healthy, he would have a much different quality of life. So I started to slowly realize that that's what I wanted to do with my life, is help people take care of themselves, because it is vital in this day and age, especially how fast everything moves, to make sure health is your top priority. Because if you're not healthy, if you can't get out of bed in the morning, how can you be a functional mother? And I don't want to say good or bad mother, because just because you're going through something doesn't make you good or bad. Just because you can't get out of the bed in the morning due to mental issues, health issues, whatever it is, it doesn't make you a bad mother. And even if you're at a point in life where you feel like your health is declining, you can still do something about it. You know what I mean? You can still be mindful of what you eat. You can still take some type of control of it to make you feel a little bit better than you do. And to me, that is the goal. That is what's important. That is the goal that we should all be thriving for, is just in our current circumstance to make things better for ourselves as much as possible. And I feel like, in my opinion, I feel like we do that. If we do that with our health, everything kind of falls in line. And that's what I've experienced in my journey and in my life, you know. And it's crazy to me because, you know, I had all these plans and I just planned everything, and I never planned my health. That was one thing I never planned. I always put my health to the back burner because I thought everything else was so much more important. Finances, work, career, kids even. I did not realize until I really started doing it how vital it is to put our health first. Because if we are our best selves, both inside and out, we can be that for the people around us, right? We can fill up our cup, and when that cup overflows, we can give to others. And so, to me, in my opinion, you know, I've learned that it's truly vital for us to take care of our health. And so, you know, I made these plans to go down all these different avenues, never thinking that I would be where I'm at today would be something that I would be doing with my life. And I had to realize, you know, that in order to make a plan, I really needed to know who I was to even make that plan, right? I really needed to get to the heart of what I really wanted in life, not just, okay, I want to be a marriage counselor. That's great. But why do you want to be a marriage counselor? And this is something that, like, when I nutritionally coach people and talk about their health, I talk to them about, like, it's great you want to lose weight, but why? What is the reason why you want to lose weight? At the end of the day, 90% of the time, unless that person is really just misguided, when you get down to the heart of why they want to lose weight, 90% of the time, it's because they want to have a better quality of life, so that I could play with my kids, so I could play with my grandkids, so I could be here longer for my kids, so I could be here longer for my family. Those are the things that people, you know, when they really sit down and get to the heart and ask those questions about anything in their life, that they think about is, what is the true, your bottom line for doing what you're doing? So for me, I said marriage counseling, but my bottom line was to help people in some way, shape, or form. And to do it in a capacity that I love to do it in, right? And I had to learn what that capacity was. I had to learn what that vehicle was because I thought it was psychology. I thought it was marriage counseling. I thought it was all these other things. And it wasn't until I really got to know myself and took the time to get to know myself that I could really make a cohesive plan. And any of you who work in the corporate world know exactly what I'm talking about. One of the things that we see a lot is people from up above making plans for the positions down below. People who have never done these positions, they make these plans, right? When someone comes in and tries to start a business but has no idea what the heart of that business is, 9 times out of 10, that business is not going to be successful because you're making plans based off the level that you're at when the functionality of that business needs to be at the level that it functions at and the plans need to be made on that level. If you guys can kind of follow me. Well, making a plan for ourselves works the same exact way. If we are at, how can we make a plan to be a millionaire if we don't understand what it takes to get there, right? How can we say, all I want out of life is to be a millionaire? Well, why do you want to be a millionaire? What's the gist of that? And what is the base to that? And sometimes you might find people will say, I want to be a millionaire because I want to be able to help people financially. Well, we don't need to be a millionaire to help people, right? At all. And sometimes we make these plans with just tunnel vision, not realizing there's so much more to making a plan than just writing it on a piece of paper and trying to execute it. It's really getting to know the heart of what it is you're trying to accomplish in your life and what it is that's going to make you happy. Because how can you plan something to give back into this world or community or build a community when you yourself don't even know who you are, right? So I think it's important that when we're making plans for ourselves, that we take the first step to get to know who we are and ask ourselves those questions. And sometimes those questions are hard to ask, like, why do you want to do these things? And sometimes we don't ask those questions. We just move and move and move and make these plans, execute the plan. The plan fails and we don't understand why. Well, because we're thinking on a different level than what we should be thinking on, or we are trying to execute something we have no business executing because that is not the core of who we are. If that kind of makes sense. And so what I've experienced in myself and I see in other people is we make plans a lot for our lives without knowing who we are many times because we feel like movement gives us validity, right? We feel like we just got to move. We just got to get to the next step. And yes, we do want to get to the next step, but movement doesn't just make you valid. Purpose behind movement is what makes those steps valid, right? And that purpose needs to come from us understanding who we are. What is our purpose in life? What is your purpose in life? What do you feel your purpose in life is? Nobody can come along and tell you this is your purpose. Your purpose has to align with who you are, who to the core, who you are and what makes you happy. And I think a big part of what's wrong with the world today is there's so many people in life doing things that don't make them happy and making plans based off of that. And, you know, you get stuck in a job and you're like, well, I really want to make more money. So I'm just going to promote within this job and be happy and retire. And then look back on my life and say, you know, I wasted this doing time doing this. I wish I would have done this. And I wish I would have done that. And I think the goal for retirement should be to minimize. We're always going to have regret, but the goal for our future is to minimize the I wish factor. I wish I would have done X, Y, and Z. And sometimes hindsight's 20/20. We don't understand it until we get to that point sometimes. But what we can understand is who we are. What we can do is take the time to understand who we are. Take the time to explore who we are. That's why I talk a lot about taking time, taking those silent moments to really just get to know who you are and doing the inner work. Because when you do that, you can really sit down and say, this is who I am. This is what I want to do with my life. And this is where I want to go with what I'm and the vehicle I want to use to get there. Right. And the beauty of it is once we find out, once we gain understanding and start to go on this journey of who we are and really validating ourselves, and really getting to know what steps we kind of want to take, validating ourselves and getting to understand and know ourselves. Even if that first step is unplanned, it still has more validity than a plan that we sit down and make out of not knowing who we are. 100%. In my opinion, when we know who we are, those unplanned steps carry more weight than the steps that we're taking in a plan when we don't know who we are. You know, and for me, like in back in the day, for me, making plans was just, it was a control factor for me. It wasn't even a factor of let's make a plan because this is what I want to do with my life. And this, I made plans to keep things from happening. I made plans to protect myself from hurt. I made plans to protect myself from failure and to protect myself from any type of regret. And in the long run, that's exactly what I regretted, was making those plans, trying to put all this control into everything, you know. And I missed out on a lot. I missed out on a lot in my life trying to make these plans and not really knowing what for, not really knowing the core of these plans, not really knowing the reason, and not having the correct focus when I was making these plans. There are certain aspects in our life that do require control. Of course, there are a lot of aspects that require control. But when we're doing or making or having that control, we want to make sure we're controlling it in the right direction, right? Right. And we want to control it from within and not just because Jimmy John down the street is doing something. So we want to control the situation or control what we're doing or prove that we can live up to Jimmy John's standards. It's not what it's about in life. And that's not what our plans should be about. But sometimes that's what our plans are because we don't, simply because we don't sit down and take the time to learn who we are and to love who we are and to validate who we are and to make plans from that place, from that core. Simply put, we spend our time controlling the wrong things and not enough time controlling the right things. You know, going on this journey, one thing I will say is once we get to that point where we sit down and we do the inner work, giving up the plans. If you're a planner, if you're a micromanager planner of life like me, giving up the path that we thought we should be walking is scary. It is scary. It is probably one of the scariest things I decided to do with my life. And sometimes you get to a point where you're more lost than you are found when you're going through this process, right? Because you kind of have to strip away everything that you known, and you have to learn how to strip that away and be okay, or not be okay, but function with stripping that away and giving that up, and in order to walk the path that's meant for you. You know what I mean? Once you do the inner work, you're a different person. You're not the same person going in to the fire. You are never the same person going into the fire when you walk out. You never are. And it's scary walking into the fire, and it's just as scary walking out, because when you walk out, you have to learn to live in an environment that has already been there, right? And acclimate yourself to that environment and implement the new you into that environment to get to the point that you want to get to in life. But never knowing the path that was meant for us is an even scarier journey, kings and queens. So this week I challenge you, especially if you're a planner, my heart goes out to you, because I was one, you know, I still plan when necessary, but if you're just the planning queen or king, I challenge you this week to take some time to really ask yourself, why are you doing this? What do I want out of these plans? Are these plans for me? Am I making these plans for me? Or am I making them for something or someone else? And take the time to do the inner work and get to really know who and what you want to do, who you are, and what your intentions really truly are, and start moving forward with that. Start moving forward with that in your heart instead of what you feel the purpose of a plan is. Take time to do the inner work. It's vital for us to sit in those quiet moments, to have moments to ourselves. And I know it's hard. I know it's hard to make the world stop, but it's not the world that we need to make stop. It's ourselves. And when we do that, and when we sit in that silence, and when we start to do the work to get to know ourselves, the plans that we do try to make, the steps that we do try to take, will take us in the journey that's going to make us happier. And you'll be surprised. You'll surprise yourself when you start to realize the things that truly make you happy. But you won't realize those things until you take the time to really sit down and get to know what you want, who you are, and the core of what really makes you happy. So, until our next episode, kings and queens, keep growing, keep loving, and living your sageness.